My backyard is getting pretty filled with honeybees, swales, and woodbeds all over the place, supporting blackberries, blueberry, elderberry, asparagus, raspberry, strawberry, annual plants, and more. But I'm still hungry. Hungry for knowledge and hungry for food that we can produce on our own. After I plant the big surprises this weekend, I'll be forced to move to the woods, literally. My lot is a small, just a third of an acre plot, and half of the backyard is taken up by trees. Now the trees come in handy as I've laid out a space for growing shiitake and oyster mushrooms. This is episode 139 of todolisthome.com. There's mushrooms growing in my backyard. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. I've wanted to grow mushrooms for some time, but never really researched the idea until recently. I came across a wonderful grilled shiitake recipe the other day, and if I can take the shiitake and grow them, I will not stop. A review of the Rain Tree Nursery catalog revealed an enticing offer for growing shiitake and oyster mushrooms, but they were too pricey. Then I found Oyster Creek Mushrooms, which had mushroom dowels for sale at half the price of Rain Tree. I soon learned that the wood logs I have recently cut in the back would be perfect for growing mushrooms, and then I remembered an episode from Jason Akers, the self-sufficient gardener, in which he demonstrated the ease of growing shiitake mushrooms. Shiitake, Lentinula edodes, and oyster, Pleurotus ostritus, mushrooms are specialty mushrooms that are well suited for small-scale production. Unlike Agaricus types, which are the common button mushroom, portobellas, and crimines, they require large, highly mechanized facilities with environmental controls. The shiitake and oyster mushrooms that I ordered can be log cultivated in my backyard. Oyster mushrooms are among the easiest of mushrooms to grow and an excellent introduction to home mushroom cultivation. The mushrooms are usually white, flattened or somewhat funnel-shaped, and usually born in large shelf-like clusters. The flavor is strong and delicious, and they're great, breaded and fried. Shiitake mushrooms are delicious with a rich flavor and firm texture. They're also very nutritious, containing lots of B vitamins and other substances that appear to lower cholesterol and boost the immune system. While they are an expensive delicacy relatively new to this part of the world, people in China and Japan have been enjoying shiitake mushrooms for thousands of years. Preliminary laboratory research has indicated shiitake mushroom may stimulate the immune system, possess antibacterial properties, reduce platelet aggregation, and possess antiviral properties. As you can see from the photos, growing mushrooms such as these is as easy as drilling holes in fresh logs, inserting the dowels or plugs, and covering them with a layer of wax. The easiest double boiler for the wax that I could come up with was just using two simple foil pans. The bottom one has water and the top one has wax. Underneath all of it is just a can of Sterno. A simple paintbrush, and that's all it took to seal the deal. Now we have to wait and wait and wait some more, possibly up to a year. Go to todolisthome.com for more about things to do for a better life, and while you're there, get your free copy of Three Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.